That was California by Betcha. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Kayla should be here in a second with her lovely boyfriend Danny. But until then, it's Trisha here on Black Stripes or White Keys. And I guess we'll just keep playing songs that are on the playlist. It looks like the next one is Archie Marry Me by Always.
Trouble. Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to Black Stripes or White Keys. I don't know what Trisha did. What did you say?
All I said was, it's Black Stripes or White Keys. It's me. Kayla's coming soon with her boyfriend, Danny. 91.5.
Sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good.
Can you hear me through this mic, or is that just me?
I don't know if I can hear you through that mic.
That's really weird. Anyway.
Yeah. Wait, speak closer.
Hi.
Ken?
I don't know if I heard that.
Hi. I don't think I can hear that. You want to try a different mic there?
Go around.
No. Take mine.
No. Okay. Oh, that's easier, I guess. Then you can
there. Switch. I'll be mic two.
Hi, it's me, Trisha.
Yes, now we got you.
Yeah, anyway,
now we got you.
All I said was it's WMFO Medford.
Mic four is not working. Hey, Danny, speak.
Yeah. Hi.
Okay, it works. All right, so, you know, this is kind of crazy because during the spring, we did the show, but during the summer, we did the show. So this is like all the people
you
that
you have to clarify which we.
Yeah, it's a lot of we's.
Okay, well, during the fall and the spring, Trisha and I did the show together for the most part, but during the summer, Danny and I did the show together. So this is like all the people that have ever done Black Stripes or White Keys in one room. Yeah, so it's
like a Black Stripes or White Keys super show.
It is. It's amazing.
It's a crossover.
We need to make this extra special tonight. So
we did that by showing up late.
Yes, unfortunately, his car was blocked in the driveway.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
And you know, sometimes things happen, and you know. You gotta go with the punches. What is that phrase?
Go with the punches.
You gotta roll with the punches.
Roll with the punches. Go with the flow. Get things going. So, thank you very much for listening to our show tonight. That first song was Archie Marry Me by a band called Always, spelled with two V's instead of a W. Always.
It's an annoying trend, but they're a good band, so I forgive them for it.
It's true. I do like them. So, you know, we deal with it. It's pretty cool. So I think we're going to have some more music for you tonight.
To see, what do we have next?
I don't know. What do we have next? We have an acoustic version of Zombie by the Cranberries.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
The Cranberries, I like them.
I do too.
We're feeling the love for the ladies tonight.
You know, they played a show here at the House of Blues, I want to say 2 years ago, and it was like 2 months before Dolores O'Riordan died.
Wow. I was going to say 2 years ago. That seems pretty close to when she
Yeah, it was like a couple away. Months before she passed, yeah.
It's sad.
I wish I had gone.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, no one could have predicted, you know, that she would have passed on, but like, I kind of wanted to go anyways because I was like, oh, I do like the Cranberries, and, you know, how much longer are they going to be doing this? And then it turns out not much longer at all.
I know, but they're good. They're totally a good band.
Totally good.
So let's hear their acoustic version. Let's play it. Just listen to some jams. That one was Rock and Roll Queen, if you couldn't tell.
By the Subways.
Yeah, the Subways.
The Subways.
Yes, that's kind of like how I always put S at the end of words just to be dumb, you know?
Wait, what?
Do you ever just make words plural just to make words plural, even though they're not supposed to be plural?
No, you do this?
Yeah, that's something that the both of us do. Like,
can
I gotta
you guys
go.
Give examples of this?
Yeah, like, I have to go ride the Subways later.
You guys say this?
I'm gonna be on the radios.
You both do this?
Yeah.
Is this a common thing to do?
No.
I mean, it's just what I do.
What?
It's kind of a thing we do, too, because I started doing it, and then, you know, he started doing it.
Cool.
Kind of like last night, we carved the pumpkins.
Oh, you carved... Wait, was that spooky thing you posted?
Yeah, I did.
Your pumpkin was very spooky.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of those characters from Animal Crossing a little bit.
Okay.
Move the mic closer.
I can't.
You can't move it. Oh, my God.
Oh,
okay, whatever's happening. No, wait. Okay, this is what... We got it.
Yeah.
We just did some maneuvering.
How do you say...
How do you say she's writing in French right now?
I was also working on my homework at the same time.
We should speak in French.
Oui.
Oui, ces chansons très, très beaux.
Et très bon.
Très bon. Et je les aime beaucoup.
Je l'aime beaucoup. Oui.
Oui. We shouldn't go très to bon. France.
Très bien.
You know, we're in the advanced level. We can't hold a conversation. You mean if I have a topic to talk about, maybe we could hold a conversation?
D'accord. What's the topic?
Danny, give us a topic.
Danny, topic now.
Cheese.
J'aime le fromage.
We'll see. I don't know how to say salty. I don't know how to say tangy. They should teach us this vocab.
Salty and tangy.
I don't know. Fromage et très bon avec le pain. Le pain. Pizza.
Pizza.
I know that word.
I like eating cheese with pizza too. Like, no.
Yeah, cheese is good.
Are you one of those people who puts extra cheese on their pizza, or are you just like?
Most definitely.
Not all the time.
Danny has a very strong opinion about this.
Yes.
Well, we're pizza experts.
Do you put pineapple on your pizza? That's the
weird. No. I never have.
No, I don't. My first job when I graduated high school was making pizza. So I actually have a lot of fun doing it. But cool. Yeah, extra cheese all day. Because when you make the pizza, you're supposed to like cover it with enough cheese so that you still see some of the red sauce beneath it. Not like a lot, but like a little bit. But with the extra cheese, it gets like that kind of thick, like almost yellowy color because there's so much cheese on it. That's what I like to do. I'm all about that.
All about the cheese.
All about
cheese.
The
cheese.
We love cheese. That was an awkward silence. But okay, let's. What I don't even know. What were we talking about?
We were talking about our conspiracy for the day before we went on the air.
That's true. That's true. We were gonna say
is
we
it
should
time
do
for a conspiracy crackdown.
Well, not quite. Let's you know do a PSA. Maybe talk a little bit about other things. There was something else that we were talking about before the French stuff.
About French. I don't know.
No, before the French stuff.
We were talking about.
The
plural things. I feel like there's more that I say things all the time. I just don't. I can't think of something in the spot on the spot. You know, it's too much pressure.
You know.
Oh, I say you know all the time.
You know. Wait, that's normal.
That's normal.
That's okay. I'll give that one's normal. You're kind of weird with the S thing. You both are weird with that.
Well, you know what it is. It's I think it's a thing that older people do.
Older people.
We had this conversation.
Are you
I had.
Old? How old are you?
I'm grandma in my heart.
You're in your 20s.
Not even. I'm 19. I'll be 20 in a couple months.
What the heck? Okay, okay.
No, but in my heart, I'm a grandma. I got an old soul, Trisha.
You got an old soul.
No.
Do you like to knit?
No, I actually don't know how. I used to know how to crochet. I feel like maybe I could figure it out again.
I tried to crochet once, but I got frustrated at the first loop. Never finished.
Well, you know what's nice is it's only one hand. It's not two. Like, knitting's two hands.
Oh, I was definitely using both hands. I think I was doing this
no,
wrong.
No, crocheting is like you loop things and grab it through. Loop things and grab it through.
It was too hard for me.
Okay. I forgot how to start it. Maybe if something was already started, I could do it, but I don't remember how to start it.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma tried to teach me how when I was young, and I didn't really keep up with it very long. I was too young and impatient. I was like, I don't know, 7.
But now that you're old, you should love
okay,
it.
Well, anyway, the conversation I had with some people at TUTV was that this guy's one professor always says, let's go to the Panera's.
The Panera's?
Yeah, so, plural. Like, I feel like old people say things like that.
I feel like they say that. You know what it is? I feel like they say that when they're talking about technology and they just don't know the words for things. Like, they're not sure if it's, you know, Twitter or Twitters.
Yeah,
they're not sure if
yeah.
it's Instagram or Instagrams, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the context that old people use it
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I just use it all. I just do it all the time. With all words.
Cool. Cool.
Like, I gotta go to the bathrooms. That's, I say
of them.
Stupid
you
stuff.
You gotta hit them all. It's like clubbing.
Yeah, I gotta go to the clubs. I don't know. What else do we gotta do, Danny? I don't know. What do I, didn't I say something like that today? I mean, most definitely. I just can't remember.
You definitely did.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess to piggyback off of that, when old people pluralize words that aren't really plural, they also do add the, like, it's not like just Instagrams, it's the Instagrams, or like, true story, Tall Bull Joe once asked me about the Pokemans, and like, he wasn't like even trying to be funny. He just literally thought that's how you said it.
That's amazing.
So you're right. It is kind of an old people thing, but, you know, it's cute.
It
I like
it's
it. I'm
cute.
All for
that's
it.
That's why I do it.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like Trish is doing the homeworks.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that one's actually accurate because they have multiple types of homework.
Yeah, but grammatically, like in the context of the sentence, it's not really, but like it is in spirit. You
okay,
know?
In spirit.
Yeah.
Dan, you want to do that PSA?
Let's do it. So, I haven't been here in a little while, and I'm a little disappointed to see that there aren't that many new ones added.
Yeah, they have the same ones probably since, when did this place open? Probably the 70s
or something. The drive-thru one is new.
The drive-thru? There's a drive-thru?
No, dried fruit. But I've read the dried fruit one before.
Yeah, yeah.
We should have a PSA about drive-thrus.
They should.
What would it be like saying?
If you go during certain times, the lines might be very long. Please make sure to go to the bathroom before you sit in a long drive-thru. Otherwise, you're going to have to hold it in. Or like, don't skip the first window, because some drive-thrus, they have the first window closed, but sometimes they're actually open, and you need to pay for your meal.
That was very convincing.
Yeah, right? If they forgot your, I don't know, if they forgot your sauce, please kindly ask. Like, you know what I mean? I could think of a few.
Yeah. Or don't drive too fast through the drive-thru because it could be dangerous or something, you know?
Yeah.
You know those people that go zooming through the drive-thru and you're like, oh my God.
No, it's true.
Slow you know, down.
The one thing that bugs me about drive-thrus is that they show you the menu too late. Mm. You know what I mean? I really think that they should have menus kind of going along the whole way so that even when you first enter, you have opportunities to look, you know, so you don't just pull up to the voice box and then you just have to make that decision, but you're overwhelmed by the menu because you didn't see anything about what was on it before you got there. And now that you're there, you feel pressured to make a quick decision and you're like, wait, that looks good. And the person's just like looking at you like, just tell me what you want.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I would improve our drive-thrus. That's so elect me for
yeah. That's how my dad
for city council, and I'll get those drive-thrus changed. Don't you worry,
Danny, for our local office.
That's right.
No, my dad hates drive-thrus because of that reason, and also because inevitably my dad is the worst luck. We call him Louis Black Cloud because every time he goes to drive-thru, they mess it up in some way. But also, I gotta say, there's an art to ordering at a drive-thru.
There is.
And if you don't do it right, like, you know, you don't do it right.
Wait, what's the right way to do it?
Oh. Have you ever, like, gone to a place and then you say, I want this, and then you really mean something else? Like, do you know how, like, you say, oh, I want, like, a Big Mac, right? Well, they're not going to give you the fries unless you say meal.
No, it's true. You have to say things meal. Like that. You need to say, can I get the number 3 meal, your size of your drink, and then the type of your drink, and you need to just blurt it out. Because yeah. no one wants to, you know, just go up there, can I get a Whopper with fries? And they're going to be like, okay, do you want the meal or do you want the fries on the side? What kind of drink do you want? What size drink do you want? You know what I mean?
You have to, like, know all these things.
Got to be clear. Got to be concise. You don't got to waste everyone's time. The drive-thru has to move.
I wasn't worried about ordering from drive-thrus before this conversation, but you two just gave me anxiety.
I don't know. Is it different in California?
It's pretty much the same. But
okay. You know what really kind of, it's a bit of a trip. You know those two-lane drive-thrus, like the McDonald's, when you get there and there's two lanes side by side and you can kind of order concurrently with someone else and then you just merge into one lane
what?
After you're done?
I've never experienced this.
Okay. There's one, the McDonald's in Revere is like that. There are other ones around, but like you can just order, two people can order at the same time because it just like separates in two lanes. Don't like it. Like in theory maybe, but in practice doesn't work for me because often I'll go to drive-thrus when it's really late and I shouldn't be eating them, and then I'm like, which one do I go through because they're both empty? Anyone
okay,
else feel me
really,
on that?
No, I've never had a double drive-thru situation before.
I'll take you to one sometime. It's weird.
Okay.
You won't know which one to go in.
My dad just texted me, I always get screwed at the drive-thru. I told you. But,
you know what's almost worse than them forgetting your food is them forgetting your straw for your beverage. That's yeah. almost worse.
You guys because, are going to the wrong drive-thru.
I don't know, maybe.
Well, like, because I feel like the first thing you know, you get the drink first, and then you're like, oh, the straw's going to be in the bag, and they give you the bag second, and you're driving away. You're like, I would really love a sip of this
you know, it was
nice beverage, and then you reach for the bag, and there's no straw.
The place that would always get it wrong for me or forget things was Dunkin' Donuts, because I used to go there in high school a lot on the weekends. We would get, like, bagels on the way to go places. And they would always, like, mess things up. And yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
Sometimes Dunkin'
America
Donuts...
America does not run on Dunkin'.
Sometimes they forget to give out coffee. They just give out, like, flavored sugar water. And they're like, here you go. I'm like, they, oh, no, wait, I forgot to pour coffee
in that.
They do
that all the time, though, actually.
Yeah.
It's just colored brown.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I know we're being a little... We're hating on Dunkin' Donuts in the... Massachusetts, but I just don't like Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I think it's just, you know, too watery.
Oh, and they have the worst bagels I've ever had in my life.
I know. Actually, they're worse
that,
here.
That they, wasn't they, always true.
Because we got the bagel over the summer, and like, I oh swear to God, goodness. I don't remember them being that bad.
Yeah.
I felt like I was eating mozzarella sticks because like I would bite on the bagel and I would have to try to yank it out of my mouth to get it to break because the bagel was so like, oh my God, it was but so like chewy what, guys, and soft. I'm like, what is this?
There's bagel places at our disposal now.
It's true, they're pretty good.
Wait,
bagels.
What do you mean now?
Well, there's this bagel place in Porter that's really good.
Bagelsaurus?
Yeah. Have you been there?
I have not been to Bagelsaurus.
Okay, it's really good. Just, you have to wait. But also, there's a new one that opened on Winthrop Street.
Really? Right down the street.
Right down the street.
Really?
They're good.
Lines are new also bagels? Long.
New bagels? What's it called?
Goldilocks?
Yeah, Goldilocks. Oh, Goldie, G-O-L-D-I space L-O-X.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good. It's good. They have this garlic cream cheese. It's really good.
Still thinking about it. I'm going to go buy a tub tomorrow.
Oh, speaking of garlic, today I was at the dining hall and I got some pasta and I thought that like I was putting cheese on it, but I'm pretty sure it was either like onion powder or garlic powder.
It was probably put, like, garlic powder.
Yeah, I put a bunch of garlic powder in my pasta and I didn't want to waste food, so I just ate the whole thing and it was really gross and I went and brushed my teeth afterwards.
Really? Put on too much?
Yeah, because I thought it was cheese.
You could this never have enough cheese.
Yeah.
No, that's true. That I put cheese on everything. So, like, I feel you. I would make the same mistake.
Le fromage.
We're back to cheese now.
Oh, yeah.
We just
how
did like a circle.
There's never enough cheese. Okay. Inyapa. How do you say enough? Assez? Assez?
Oui. Yeah. Du fromage.
Il n'y a pas assez de fromage.
Omelette du fromage.
Well, I think it's actually il n'y a, and then I don't know if you need the pas. I think there's a different. Like, I think it might be like il n'y a assez de fromage, du fromage. But
there,
I don't know.
There's never, jamais.
Oui. Il n'y a jamais assez du fromage.
Yeah.
Together. We figured out one sentence in French.
Yeah.
Ensemble, nous avons. Figured out.
Une phrase.
Wow.
And you're in like a French literature class.
Yeah.
You're like, she's in more advanced than I am.
I have zero excuses.
It's just, you know. You know how it goes. Okay, we should really get that PSA.
PSA.
Okay. Here we go. This one expires this weekend, so I figured I may as well read it now. The Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition 22nd Annual Lesbians and Friends Dance, Saturday, October 26th. The Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition is dedicated to preventing the environmental causes of breast cancer. Their 22nd Annual Lesbians and Friends Dance, A Party for Prevention, will be held on Saturday, October 26th at the Inn at Brookline. LGBTQ plus student groups are invited to the table for free at the event, and for those who want to join the party, student ticket pricing is available. All proceeds support MBCC's goal of breast cancer prevention. For event information and tickets, please visit MBCC's website at mbcc.org. A public service message from the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Cool. Go to the dance, guys.
Can I go if I'm not a lesbian? Will they let me in? Oh, it was lesbians and friends.
Yeah, so friends.
Yeah.
I'm a friend.
Yes.
Cool.
You can go.
Most definitely a friend.
Yes.
Yeah. My family members are gay. Mostly.
Mostly? I have a few.
They like both sexes.
You know, more love, the better. You feel?
Conspiracy, right?
Oh, conspiracy, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we should do it now because we ended up talking a long time.
Okay, it's time for
Conspiracy Crackdown. I really need to just have.
We should make
a sound.
Like a jingle.
Well, I was just going to use the horn. Let's do it again. It's time for Conspiracy Crackdown.
I love it.
Okay. From now on, I'm having that in there.
Cool. All right, guys. So what's our conspiracy today?
Well, okay. I figured let's make one up.
Yeah.
As we go along.
I got a conspiracy for
you. Oh, you do. You do.
So the other day, President Trump said something. And I'm not going to get too political with this. Don't worry. But he said something like, the United States of America has been friends with Italy.
Allies or something.
It has been allies with Italy since like the days of ancient Rome or something like that. I'm not making that up. He said that.
Okay.
So here's the conspiracy. You ready?
Throw it at me.
Hear me out. The Illuminati. So,
yes, everything
okay.
goes
so,
back.
So America has existed for far longer than our history books have led us to believe. They did exist back when ancient Rome was alive and doing their thing. And America has actually, you know, it was formed by like a bunch of people from like the Renaissance and stuff. And I think Jesus had a hand in it. And basically, like, America was an idea for much longer than it's been a country, you know? And then America was like a secret society for a little bit, where like a few people can like leave their respective places and just be like, we're going to our country. This is America. And it was just like America was like their little hangout. But like all this time, there was like this pot was like brewing, like America, like it's bubbling to the surface, like America's going to become something, you know what I mean? And so America has been like ruling the world since like the 700s. And then it wasn't until the 1700s that they're like, maybe we should actually like assign land to America.
All right. I see your theory, but I got a better one.
Let me hear it.
So I'm going to take a little inspiration from Jordan Peele here. And all the people that colonized America weren't actually in Europe. They were just underground. And one day they just came up from the escalators.
So America was subterranean.
Yes.
until it wasn't. I like that.
Wow.
I like
have
that
you
a
seen
lot.
Us
yeah
so
the,
America
the, oh,
was
now
were
that
the,
you say that I get yeah the, I get what you're saying.
If any of you have seen the movie Us, which is Jordan Peele's film about these family, and then everyone has like an alternate person that lives underground. Well, guess what? America was underground, and that's where he got the inspiration from the movie, because the Illuminati told him that America was underground.
I like that. I like both these ideas.
So that's why, and we
combine.
Were communicating on the DL with ancient Rome, and then, you know, they gave us all these like cool ideas.
Yo, you know, like,
and then eventually, you know what? We felt like we had enough power to go on the surface.
Hear me out. You know how historians look back on certain things like Stonehenge, and they're like, how were they so technologically advanced? Like, who built the pyramids? It's like, well, Americans built the pyramids. Now that's perfectly
we
clear
were
to
just
me.
So,
Americans built them.
We were just so
Americans
advanced
built
under
Stonehenge.
The underground.
You know, all of those like hieroglyphs in like ancient Egypt, where they alluded to getting like divine help for all their things, it was actually just Americans.
And guess what?
It was actually just you
Jules
and me, everyday
Verne
people.
Wrote the book about the center of the earth, about America.
America is the center of the earth.
Yes.
I love
it. Yeah, because you
so
know
why,
Journey to the Center of the Earth
so
is like the Jules Verne
thing. So why would we ever
come
above ground if we're having such a
you
good time
You know what?
In there.
I feel
it
like
it seems cooler down there.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was getting too hot near the core.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, it's getting too warm down here. We need to go up on the surface
yeah, like
of the
they
earth.
Couldn't dig,
and then
they
we need to warm
the
surface.
The population was so
and then,
big.
And
they
then,
couldn't dig any deeper because, you know, it'll get too hot. So instead of going down, you got to go up.
We're just going to make like the planet Earth so warm on the surface level that from there, America is just going to go to like another planet. And be like, okay, we destroyed this planet. Let's go to another one.
Yeah.
And we're so obese because there wasn't a lot of food, like, in the center of the earth. And now, like, we have everything and we're just, like, gobbling it up.
Yeah.
We've been starving.
Yeah.
It's true. We're just making up for all the lost time that we could have spent eating when we were living in the earth's core.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes so much. Everything makes way more sense now.
Yep.
honestly. Right? Like, yeah. You don't have to think deeply about anything anymore.
Yeah. That's what we got. That's cool. Our conspiracy.
I love it.
Thank you to our president for bringing
giving
that.
Giving us some sweet inspo.
Yeah, for making me think about, wow, how could Americans have been allies with ancient Rome? Oh,
because we were underground.
Now I know. Thank you for explaining that to me, Mr. President.
Yep.
Really appreciate that.
So much truth in his tweets. Yep. Okay. Not getting political.
No, we're not going to go there.
This
okay.
is not a political station. Right.
Yes.
Nonpartisan WMFO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was your conspiracy crackdown, and we're going to play a couple more songs and then say goodbye because, yeah. you know, it's already 10 to 10. You know what? The next song we're going to play is a throwback, and it's a real good throwback. It's called The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. And
here we go.
Yeah, here it goes.
It's playing.
Is it playing?
It's playing.
It's playing.
Watch the sun rise.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
We are back again. Because I just wanted to tell you guys that,
What? Sorry. Okay,
she was signaling me, and I think I did what she wanted. Yeah. But, I just wanted to let you guys know that on Saturday, October 26th, we will be having a live music day here at WMFO, which means that from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., we'll be having a lot of live local music. Sometimes some of them are most likely Tufts bands as well, which is pretty cool. Gotta support the students' music and just local people, and I think it'll be really cool. It's cool when they do stuff like this, and,
yeah,
you know, you should listen. You should listen to our local artists because, you know, Boston is thriving.
Boston, we have
a cool little community here. I mean, Cambridge has always been known for, you know, singer-songwriters
Boston
and all that stuff.
I mean, you
Boston,
people who came from Tufts. Didn't, like, someone from Magic Man or both of them come from Tufts?
Magic Man?
Yeah. It's like this band.
Oh, I don't know. Tracy Chapman went to Tufts.
Oh, yeah, that is so cool.
She's probably the most famous alum.
Isn't there?
She won, like, a lot of Grammys, you know?
Didn't we watch an episode of Jeopardy where there was a contestant named Tracy Chapman? And I was like, hey,
yeah,
that's
I think
not
so. And we're
Tracy
like, that's
Chapman.
Not Tracy Chapman.
Didn't Rainn Wilson also go to Tufts? Or is that
I don't know. You know what? Did let's look up
else?
just
I would
for
believe
funsies.
That.
Let's
I think
go
he
look
went
up.
To Tufts.
Tufts
I think,
alumni.
I think Jessica Biel went to Tufts.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay. Pierre Omidyar.
Rainn Wilson did Peter Gallagher.
Tracy Chapman, Jessica Biel, Peter Gallagher, Rainn Wilson, Meredith Vieira, Jamie Dimon, Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria.
Who's he again?
He does all those. He does like 20 different voices on The Simpsons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bill Richardson, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, William Hurt, Arthur Ox Sulzberger Jr., Scott Brown. That sounds like a politician.
He is.
Okay.
Remember I showed you that picture of that politician that I like kind of met at Bunker Hill?
Yeah.
That was Scott Brown.
Oh, Scott Brown. Okay. Steve
I didn't vote
Tisch.
For him.
He's probably the one that named the library. Dov Charney. Okay. Vannevar Bush, Gregory Maguire, James J. Stavridis. He looks like a politician, too. Yeah, and then, you know, a lot of these. Oh my god! You know
what?
Who went here?
What?
Anthony Scaramucci.
Nice.
Oh my god, that's crazy. I'm not really proud of that, but
yeah.
Michelle Kwan. Wait. I think that this is starting to get. One second. I see someone on here, and I think this is hard to believe.
Now I'm trying to see if Magic Man really did come from Tufts. I feel like they either came from Tufts or like.
Oh my god! Do you know that David Lynch went to the School of Museum of Fine Arts
here?
That we yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, he went to, like, a lot of schools. It says Corcoran School of the Arts and Design, School of the Museum of Fine Arts, which is Tufts, Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts, and the American Film Institute.
Oh, okay, so the band Magic Man, so the, like, front man, Alex Kaplow, was in Tufts class of 12.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And someone who later joined Justine Baubo. Tufts 12.
Cool. Lots of cool things, my dude.
Yeah.
I think the guy from The Office.
Rainn Wilson.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're right. I forgot his name.
Anyway, it's getting kind of top of the hour here. It really is. Black Stripes or White Keys.
So thank you guys for listening. I guess we can play you out until the next group comes in, which is like any minute. But thank you for listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a great time.
And we're just going with the next one. Looks like it's Girls by Girl in Red.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Cool. Yep.
Cool. Have a great night, my dudes.
Bye.